for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Well, back with us is the co-author of Clean Plates Cookbook. Deepak Chopra says this cookbook has the power to transform your individual health and our collective well-being. Mark Hyman says the book provides the perfect toolkit to take control of your health. Clean Plates Cookbook has been featured in Glamour, Redbook, and Oprah, and so many more. Back to share with us how to prepare simple and delicious foods utilizing tips from the most famous chefs in the world. Welcome, Jared Koch. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Jared.
I am here.
Yeah, great. Now, your Clean Plates Cookbook, it's focused on integrating good foods and the best ingredients no matter what the diet. So is it your belief that as long as you eat clean, you can eat paleo, vegan, gluten-free, or like a carnivore?
Yeah, so kind of my the whole beginning of the book, the first half of the book is all kind of my philosophy on nutrition. And
right.
I broke it down into five precepts, if you will. And the first, which is really the underlying philosophy, is this philosophy of bio-individuality. And, you know, what that simply means is there is more than one right way to eat, or the foods that are going to be right for my body are different
Correct.
Than the foods that are going to be right, you know, for the listener's bodies or your body. And so it sounds simple, but it's not really the way we've been conditioned to think about food and nutrition. We're always kind of seeking, like, these, you know, kind of dogmatic, very fixed ways of doing things, like you have to be vegan to be healthier, you have to follow the paleo diet, or, you know, you need to eat grains or you shouldn't eat grains. And, you know, ultimately what happens is it really is very dependent on you as an individual for a variety of reasons. And so, so in some ways, the bad news is that it, you know, puts a little bit of the onus of responsibility on everybody to figure out what really works well for them.
Right, but I like that you're giving everybody the option to embrace your book and not, there's meat products, I'm not even buying the book. Well, you cater to somebody who is a vegan, so that's really neat. Now, your book, you've pulled together some incredible famous names and chefs, the Jamie Oliver, Iron Chef winner, Mark Forgione, and Michael Anthony. How have these high-profile chefs added flavoring to your book?
Sure, so, you know, because we started out doing the restaurant guides in New York and L.A., we've developed a lot of relationships with the chefs at the restaurants, and we approach them to contribute recipes. And so
right.
there's about 120 recipes in the book. About 12 to 15 are from some well-known chefs, and it's just great because you realize that you could use simple ingredients and have restaurant quality meals, and really use good quality ingredients, which all these chefs are committed to. And so they just, you know, they let the quality of the produce, the quality of the meats, and just, you know, kind of simple use of herbs and spices. So they're not, you know, it's like we didn't want anything that's too complicated, too overdone. So they're really simple recipes and just kind of letting the actual foods really shine through.
That's great. I know one of the biggest challenges people have in our fast food nation is finding the time to shop and cook at home.
Yeah.
Are some of your recipes easy to make, or do they actually require hours of shopping and prepping and cooking? Do you have some stuff for the simple, busy beaver people that just don't have the time?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd say 80 to 90% of the recipes are, you know, 30 minutes or less type of stuff.
Oh, that's perfect.
Pretty, very simple, easy. And that's what it's about. I mean, it's, you know, especially I live in the New York area, and this is, you know, want to live, people live a fast-paced lifestyle, and just, you know, I mean, sometimes it's really nice to cook, which I personally enjoy doing, but most people want convenience and ease, and there's no reason that you have to spend hours to have, you know, hours in the kitchen to have really good quality, healthful meals.
Right. I know one ingredient people love to cook with is sugar, and now experts are now considering sugar as the root of all disease. What do you recommend? I'm just curious, for people, what should they use as a sugar alternative when a recipe calls for sweetness? What's your favorite?
Sure. So, good question. I mean, I think it's a good thing that we are coming to the awareness that sugar is, you know, in all its different forms, is causing a lot of problems. And so kind of my approach to the whole topic of natural sweeteners, if you will, is that, you know, a lot of them still have high fructose content, and so there's still sugar in the body in a lot of ways. So I kind of recommend, because a lot of people take the approach, it's a health food, and so I could just consume tons of it because it's honey or it's maple syrup or... but that's not necessarily true. You still want to consume it in moderation. Right. And so, but I think, you know, if you are going to consume sweeteners, which I personally do also, you know, you want to, you know, look to raw honey. Coconut palm sugar is becoming more and more popular, which I like to use now, both right. in its kind of liquid and its granular form. Maple syrup, good quality maple syrup can, you know, can be nice. And so some of it depends on the type of dish and what kind of flavor
xylitol,
you want to bring.
Xylitol is one of my favorites because it's more, you know, down. And it's approved for diabetics, so that's a really sweet alternative to sugar as well. You know, one thing I love, I want to get to this, your statement, I love this. You said, don't count your food, make your food count. It's pretty powerful. Share what that means. I love that concept.
Sure. So I think what's happened is there's been this overemphasis on calories and kind of just quantitative metrics relating to food.
Right.
And, but, you know, first of all, I don't think it's our natural way of relating to food. And I also think the reality is that while calories do matter, that they don't matter at all, they don't matter nearly as much as the quality of food. You know, what happens is, you know, even with weight loss, you know, even when it comes to weight loss, it's you know, it's really about the quality of the food. It's really about kind of creating healthy biochemistry in the body, as opposed to just reducing your calorie. You know, so one thing I like to say often is, like, you know, if you just like something to think about, I don't suggest either extreme diets, but, you know, a 2,000 calorie diet of candy is going to be much different to the body than a 2,000 calorie diet of vegetables.
Right, that makes sense. What if somebody said to you, "All right, here's your book. You make me the one thing in here that's going to just win me over." What would you decide? What's your favorite recipe in that book that you says, "Oh, I'm going to make him this"? What's your pick?
Excuse me. That's a tough one. There's a lot of great ones in there. There's actually one that I like a lot, a Moroccan chicken. That's great. Just like really flavorful. I'm a big kind of proponent of using lots of herbs and spices. I think they have great health properties and also add an incredible amount of flavor to the dishes. So that particular recipe uses a good amount of herbs and spices, so I really like that.
That's great. What's more important, locally grown or organic, when looking for the foods that you recommend? What do you prefer?
So, that's, you know, the way I approach that is, obviously, ideal is both. If you can get something organic and locally grown, and when you kind of find yourself in a situation where you have to choose between one or the other, I think, you know, there's pros and cons to both, and so ultimately it becomes a personal decision. I personally tend towards organic and kind of minimizing my intake of chemicals.
Right.
So that's just my personal decision. I you know, definitely see the argument both ways. I mean, as much as possible, I look for a local and organically grown.
Right. What a lot of people don't realize is if they get organic and they live in North Carolina and it's shipped, you know, or trucked in from California, it's not as fresh as something that's closer to the East Coast. So, yeah, so a lot of people, you lose that ability in the transit, and plus there's some chemicals and gases and certain things that can get used as well. But just being in confinements, and sometimes they're not regulated temperature-wise. So you're getting that fruit that's really fresh and good in California, but it's made its way through all these different temperature states. So that makes sense as well. So, but all your recipes, you do try to show them how to go organic or local, how to pick the right fruits and vegetables, which ones to avoid, you know, or how to maybe clean certain ones that might not be organic.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're big proponents of local and locally grown and organic, for, you know, both kind of health reasons as well as environmental reasons. And so that's really what we, you know, point people towards and recommend and offer a lot of advice around. And then we kind of do that across the board, not just with the produce, but with all kinds of stuff like grains and salts. And
thank you, Jared. I'm sorry to cut you off, but for more information about the Clean Plates Cookbook, please visit cleanplates.com, www.cleanplates.com. Also join the Clean Plates newsletter for the latest information on eating healthy from your kitchen to restaurants. And the winner of our Whole Body Transformation Challenge this week is Sandy Wade, who receives a free copy of the Rich Food, Poor Food book by Mira and Jason Calton. For more information on how you can win, you visit our website at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, and sign up for the Healthier Challenge, Body Transformation Challenge. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.